ever feel like you're faking it? Like everyone else knows what they're doing, but you're just stumbling through? Yeah, me too. It's that nagging feeling, the imposter syndrome, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy of your success. It can sneak up on you and really mess with your mojo. But guess what? You're not alone in this struggle. And hey, I'm Logan Cruz, and welcome to The Discipline Switch. Each day we're diving deep into the stuff that matters, habits, mindset, and those little, or sometimes big, things that hold us back from living our best lives. Today we're tackling imposter syndrome head on because it's time to ditch those self-doubt whispers and build some serious confidence. Here are 5 key things you need to know about overcoming this imposter feeling. 1. Recognize the pattern. First things first, pay attention to those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I got lucky," or "They'll figure out I'm a fraud any minute," acknowledge it. It's like catching a weed in your garden. Gotta pluck it before it takes over. 2. Challenge the negative self-talk. Don't just accept those thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Or, what would I say to a friend feeling this way? Often, our inner critic is louder than any real threat. 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Too often, we focus on what we haven't achieved yet. But those little victories, nailing that presentation, finishing a tough workout, mastering a new recipe, they all count. Acknowledge them, celebrate them, and let yourself bask in the glow of accomplishment. 4. Focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Write it down, post it somewhere visible, and remind yourself regularly of these awesome qualities. Everyone has talents. Yours are valuable. 5. Learn from setbacks. Mistakes happen. They're a part of the journey. Instead of letting them derail you, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. What can you take away from this experience? How can you do things differently next time? Let me tell you about my buddy Mark. He's a brilliant graphic designer, but he used to struggle with imposter syndrome big time. He'd constantly downplay his work, saying things like, "Anyone could have done that." One day I told him, "Mark, stop being so hard on yourself. Your designs are amazing, and people notice." I encouraged him to focus on his strengths, celebrate his accomplishments, and to see those mistakes as learning experiences. And you know what? He started to blossom. He gained confidence in his abilities, embraced his unique style, and landed some incredible projects. The key was recognizing those negative thoughts, challenging them, and focusing on the positive. So remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to shine. Don't let imposter syndrome steal your thunder. Here's what we covered today. Recognize the pattern of those self-doubting thoughts. Challenge them head-on. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Focus on your strengths and learn from those setbacks. Now, go out there and own your awesomeness. Share this episode with someone who might need a confidence boost. Let's spread the positivity. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Discipline Switch.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.